The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there with a special guest on the hotline.
Rob Collins is the founder and CEO of Coin, which I believe is the nation's only conservative credit card. Rob also spent many years as a political strategist. He was running the National Republican Senate Committee back when the Senate flipped to GOP control back in 2014. Rob, we've been talking a lot about the economy and inflation numbers on this show. We just got the inflation report a week ago. And I think one of the side conversations as a result of this, you know, everybody paying more money at the grocery store, paying more money for utilities at the gas pump, is that they're using their credit cards to do this, and now they're finding themselves in credit card debt. Is this really a offset of what's happening with the Biden plan? Is Joe Biden's economy and his economic plan to blame for so many Americans getting into credit card debt?
Well, I don't know how you can't blame the president. He's been in office long enough, and his policies have increased the price of gas, home heating, food. We were ordering lunch today, and they were out of white cheddar, and we were just joking around with them. What happened? And they're like, supply chain issues. I mean, so, still, you know, policies where you have more regulation, you have more threats to business, higher taxes, higher regulation. You know who that impacts the most? The middle class and poor working folks who have to pay the brunt of these new government regulations. And it's really hurting folks. It's really it's tough out there.
Do you happen to have a number of you know, is it in the trillions of Americans in credit card debt, like the total?
Well, there's I think it's $1.2 trillion is what the balances people are carrying.
Wow.
I think. I forgive me. We you know our cards are with folks who have 700 plus credit, so we're not in the subprime category, which is really folks who are rebuilding their credit, and that's where you see a lot of the debts. A lot of the folks, as you said, who are just trying to you know buy gas and groceries with their credit card are the folks who are kind of at, you know, a little lower on the economic ladder, and they're really struggling with these high prices. You know, the fact that while unemployment is low, a lot of folks, because of these high prices, they're working multiple jobs or having to do without.
And I think one of the things that just rubs people the wrong way here, Rob, is that, you know, they're working multiple jobs. They're using their credit cards to pay to keep the lights on or pay to feed their family. But yet they turn on the television and they see Joe Biden passing out free money, wanting to get rid of everybody's college debt. They call it forgiveness. That's their buzzword here, forgiveness. I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Well, when I was growing up, you went to college to make sure you could get a better job to pay off your debts and you make a commitment. And I think about how my parents sacrificed and did without. And as a parent myself, how we have been planning since the birth of our children for this. And to see the president give, you know, predominantly wealthy, middle class, you know, kids who took, you know, went into occupations that doesn't allow them to pay back their debts, or they just won't be disciplined to pay it back. And folks who didn't go to college are now paying off those college debts. I don't see that's in the interest of the nation. I see how it's in the interest of President Biden trying to get himself reelected.
Yeah.
But I think it's terrible. I think it's a terrible policy. And, you know, now think of all the parents out there who are getting ready to send their kids to college. They're going to encourage these kids to get debt because just on the off chance the government pays them off again. And so we're going to have people who probably, you know, shouldn't be, but will take out loans who are going to pay more. And it just creates a spiral. And it's terrible federal policy. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for people trying to get ahead. And but, you know, when it's all politics all the time, you know, like it is in the White House, you see these bad things happen because they're, you know, Joe Biden is having trouble with people under 30 staying voting with him. We saw it in Michigan. We've seen it in the primary. So So what are they trying to do? They're just trying to buy votes. And that's all this is. So, you know, wreck the economy, you know, send money to Ukraine. It doesn't matter as long as, you know, they can kind of get their coalition excited so they can win re-election.
Yeah, and I will say part of the problem, there's no excuse for it at all in terms of forgiving student debt. I'm totally against that. But, Rob, you have to admit, too, there are some awful predatory lenders out there. And I think some legislation needs to be enacted on that side of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing kind of a bloom of, it used to be payday lenders, and now it's buy now, pay later. And we don't do any of that stuff at Coin, but you are seeing folks being taken advantage of and paying really high interest rates. And it's something that I think, you know, people in Congress, Republican and Democrats, can get together on, which is, you know, how do we make sure, because it hurts our business, too, when people are charging an outrageous amount of interest, because it hurts the whole ecosystem and it starts to create, you know, a chain reaction. Like I said, our folks are a little older, a little more wealthy, and a little more careful with their credit. So we don't have a lot of the problems that we're talking about now. We don't have any of the problems we're talking about now, candidly. But it doesn't change the fact that there are folks who are, you know, starting out or rebuilding, and they need help too.
Rob, I want to get your thoughts on some of these down ballot races in November. We keep talking about the president race, but I want to talk about the House and Senate in just a moment. But if somebody is just hearing about COIN for the first time, how do you explain what it is to them?
Sure. It's America's only conservative credit card. It's a Visa credit card where our customers get cash back just like every other credit card they've ever had. But every time they use their card, at no expense to them, we contribute to conservative charities every time the card is used. And it's the same card you've always had in your wallet, with one huge exception, which is we support conservative causes and give back to that community as best we can. And we're incredibly transparent. We're safe with your money. We're really focused on customer service, and we're, you know, not going to give your money to the Clinton Foundation, Acorn,
Lavazza,
you name it.
Rob Collins with us, the founder, CEO of COIN. And again, back in 2014, Rob was running the National Republican Senate Committee when the Senate flipped to Republican control. Rob, one of the things I noticed with Donald Trump is, even though he polls really well and he's dynamic and things are going well right now, historically, down ballot Republicans haven't always seen the bounce that Donald Trump may bring. So what has to happen for the Republicans to win back the Senate and get a little bit more of a cushion in the House?
I think the biggest thing is exactly what you said, is they have to run in parallel with Trump. They have to be supportive. They have to recognize he turns out a very specific kind of voter. And they need to be welcoming to that voter and get them to vote for them. But they also have to run their own campaigns. So just being Trump light isn't going to be enough. They have to have, here's what I would do with your vote. And when I go to D.C., I'm going to, you know, fix this inflation. I'm going to fix the border. I'm going to get us out of these foreign entanglements on wars, and I'm going to make the economy stronger. Now, a lot of that is what Trump is saying, but I think as a House or Senate candidate, you want to make sure you just have a really crisp message that's different and gives people a reason to pull the lever for you and not just because you're underneath Donald Trump.
Should Donald Trump do a little bit more to help the down ballot? Because one thing we saw in Florida with Ron DeSantis when he was running for governor, he hit up all the down ballot Republicans from school board races, council races on, and they had a lot of success, and they completely flipped Florida from a swing state to a pretty good, comfortable red state. Does Donald Trump need to do a little more of that?
I think anytime you have a Republican nominee, they need to do more of that and help out. But I think, Trump does a lot. I'm actually always impressed at how, you know, into state races and even the state legislative races he is engaged. But I do think the candidates themselves have to really do a good job of building out their own profile. I think too often folks rely, you know, they think, you know, Trump or Bush or whoever is going to come over top and pull me up. And, you know, the best way to survive in politics is to be selfish and take care of yourself.
Right.
And if you're not taking care of yourself and you're hoping someone else is going to get you there, you're probably not going to get what you want. So that said, you know, the DeSantis model is one we should look at and say, is there more we can do? Yeah, it's good. That's good. That would be a good way to do things.
Rob Collins is the founder and CEO of Coin. If you want to look it up and do some research on it, it's really cool. C-O-I-G-N. That's how you spell it. C-O-I-G-N. Yeah. Coin. Rob, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.